This is Conversations. I am your host, Dan O'Donnell, and I am pleased to be joined by Bob Johnston. He is the CEO of Special Needs Planning, LLC. You can find out more at snp-llc.com. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
So you are an advocate for families with special needs children. How did you build your practice around that?
Oh, geez. That dates back to probably 1975. I was trapped between two cars as a pedestrian and had my leg smashed. My right leg was in a cast for about 14 months, followed by an additional 6 months in a full leg brace. First hospital they took me into that night suggested amputation, so I asked to be moved to another hospital for a second opinion. And then about 30 years later, my son was diagnosed with autism, and that's what led me to my current position in developing a company that focuses on financial planning for families that have kids with special needs. It originally started with my awareness of life for those that are physically disabled and became even stronger as a parent.
Right. So you have this deep, abiding connection to the special needs community.
Oh, very definitely. Very definitely. Yeah, I work very closely with the special needs community across the state through the various nonprofit organizations that serve those communities. I'll go in and do workshops regarding financial planning and estate planning to make sure that those kids are going to be taken care of without endangering their eligibility to continue to receive government benefit.
Bob Johnston, the CEO of Special Needs Planning, a special needs advocate here in Southeast Wisconsin, joining me here on Conversations. And Bob, actually, my wife is an SLP for Milwaukee Public Schools.
Speech language. Okay.
She works with autistic kids all the time. This is
sure.
her passion. This
sure.
is she wants to get them communicative.
Mm-hmm.
But tell our listeners, so I have a pretty good understanding of what autism
Thank
is.
Thank you to your wife for her work.
Oh, she is so passionate about it because she sees that it's something that affects so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So many families are affected by this. But for those who maybe don't know just what autism is, could you explain a little bit about what the disease
is? Well, autism is sort of a social and communication disorder. It's a spectrum disorder, which means that there are variety or differing levels of impairment, if you will, or disability. Probably the two extremes have been best showcased through Hollywood. One was through the movie Rain Man. The character that was played by Dustin Hoffman had the classic diagnosis of autism. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there was a movie a couple of years ago about Temple Grandin, who is very high-functioning
sure.
autism and has a condition called Asperger's that was about her life. And that role was played by Claire Danes.
Bob Johnston joining me. He's the CEO of Special Needs Planning. snp-llc.com is the website. And what your practice does is focus on families who are impacted by autism or impacted by children or family members with special needs. How has that kind of had an impact on what you do as a business, and how has your business had an impact on families that you've served?
Well, yeah, you're correct. My practice focuses on autism, but it reaches beyond that diagnosis to work with any sort of diagnosis where there is a need for government support. The issue at hand here is that there is a $2,000 federal law that says that anybody that is looking for government benefit, you and I probably see it most with our parents when they're looking at checking into a nursing home, but that spend-down theory is still appropriate for kids with special needs, in that we need to be able to provide a lifetime of care and quality of life issues. But the challenge is that we can't do it on $2,000. So there's this consistent struggle between need and affordability. And my job is to help people to understand that struggle and find strategies to be able to deal with it.
And how do you help them find those strategies?
Through financial planning, sit down and talk with them to get an understanding of their particular situation, get an understanding of the child's diagnosis and how they're doing on a regular basis, and then take a look at, you know, what their dreams and aspirations are for the child, for that child's future, and then find ways to be able to safeguard their eligibility to continue to receive government benefit while still giving them a good lifetime of care and quality of life issues.
So how much would it cost a family to consult with you about?
I don't charge consultation fees.
Oh, you don't?
No. Years ago, I found that special needs families like mine are tapped, and it's a tough economy. We've got to pay for therapy. We have to pay for special diets. We have all sorts of just regular expenses of the car breaking or the dishwasher needs repair or something like that. And if people are worried about spending $250 an hour to sit down and talk to Bob, then that $250 is probably going to go to fix the car, or to fix the washing machine or something. And Therefore, then the kids don't get the service and the attention that is really appropriate to help them strive and survive. So I've decided a long time ago not to charge any consultation fees for the parents.
Well, I'll tell you, that is obviously something that the parents, I'm sure, are immensely grateful for you. And it just highlights how in tune you are with the needs of special needs families, because there are a certain set of difficulties and hardships that you, I'm sure you know, having a child with special needs have that other families just don't. You also do work with 501c3 organizations as well?
Yeah. We offer a variety of services to 501c3 organizations, such as 403b plans, 401k plans, group insurance benefits, wealth management services, asset allocation modeling for their portfolios, a variety of things. I've also got a workshop that I do for those 501c3 organizations that teaches their constituents how to leverage their charitable donations to develop more of a lasting legacy for them.
He is Bob Johnston. He is the president and CEO of Special Needs Planning, LLC. You can find him on the web at snp-llc.com. Or families can call you, Bob. Your direct line is 203-1932.
Correct.
414-203-1932. Bob, thank you so much for joining me on Conversations, and thank you for the work that you do with the families that need help the most.
Thank you. It's nice to have me in here. I really appreciate it, Dan.